This week, we've been having a national conversation on NPR about politics and the issues causing voters the most anxiety this election cycle. Earlier in the week, we heard from Mara Liasson about concerns regarding stagnant wages, terrorism, and congressional dysfunction. But to find out what major concerns are on the minds of Arizona voters, I'm joined by David Dougherty of the Morrison Institute for Public Policy. So, David, what are the major concerns?
I think there's no question that the security issue, for lack of a better term, seems to be rising more and more. The terrorism incidents that have been plaguing the country and a lot of the shootings, I think, have raised the voters' sensitivity to those issues. We have done some work where we're looking at what voters consider to be the most important issues facing Arizona. And we did a poll among registered voters to see what they had to say. Education continuously rises to the top.
One issue that people in Arizona think about a lot, but at the national level, wasn't getting quite as much attention. And then people are saying, well, now that Donald Trump has talked about it, and that's illegal immigration. How big is that to people in Arizona?
It's, you know, we tested about 10 or 12 issues, and immigration, you're absolutely right, came in third. I think with the discussions, particularly among the Republican candidates for the nomination, have brought that more and more to the forefront.
And can you break it down for us a little bit based on party designation or non-party designation, based on the average, what Republicans, Democrats, and those who are independents in Arizona think?
Education is highest among Democrats as the number one issue in their mind. Among Republicans, the biggest issue is immigration and how tax dollars are spent are essentially numbers two and three. Among independents, education rises to the top, and then immigration and how money is spent are second and third. So the big difference, I think, is that the education issue is incredibly important to those to registered Democrats. Taxes and how money is spent is highly important to Republicans.
How do we know, or how can we gauge whether voters actually back this sort of thing up when they actually go to the poll?
That's a fair question. It's difficult to know if they are, you know, they're voting essentially their conscience or voting what they say they believe. And as you know, a lot of voters are simply vote straight tickets, and will vote on propositions the way that the political party they support recommends that they vote. That's not uncommon. The thing in Arizona that's most interesting, I think, is that the number of independent voters is growing. It went from 37% to 38% of registered voters are now independents. And those folks are a bit tougher to know exactly what they're going to do. It is more likely they will vote their conscience because they don't have a party to vote a straight party ticket. The electorate is changing because of what we see as a polarization of the parties, that to vote a straight ticket means you're going to vote for a lot of issues in a particular fashion, whereas a lot of voters believe some of the things that the Democrats purport and believe a lot of the things that the Republicans purport, then they don't really have candidates to vote for who represent all their positions.
The word anxiety comes up at different periods of time, certainly probably more so since the Great Recession. Are there any issues that strike you? You mentioned security. Anything else that sort of falls into that anxious category?
I think security is the one that floats to the top. The economy is always that way. There's always concern about the economy remaining stable. Ever since the 2008 economic crisis, it's fairly fresh in everyone's mind, and so there was always concern that there are enough jobs and that everyone is going to be economically stable.
David Dougherty is Associate Director of the Morrison Institute at ASU.